Tim.
Derek.
How are you, sir?
What's all that noise?
Well, this is a Vanguard, right? We're going to get right into this. It has rained nonstop for the last few days, and it's just raining outside. Like, it's just rain. That's all it is.
Sounds like you got, like, popcorn or something, or maybe a mouse and a wheel running.
I like the popcorn better.
Yeah, me too. So, brother, so here we are. You're in the rain. I'm in the sunshine. What's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about yesterday, actually, in influencers. So we go to step. What step is that? That is step three, correct? Influencers and the five steps of the Shin Food process.
Sure.
We should know this. Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's step three. Anyway, you always want to have the right people when you go out to see them to collect that deposit check, and if you're going out for consulting. So this local church down the street has a really, really bad water feature. It's probably 20 years old. It's supposed to be kid friendly, and it is anything but kid friendly, I tell you. You get a kid up on the top of that waterfall, disaster. They got metal grates going over the pond area, like the metal grates that you see in New York City or any city going over those big vents that blow up, like those types of metal grates. Like, they are so concerned. Got the pictures. I'm talking to the maintenance guy of the church. Mm. And immediately I'm going, all right, this is the maintenance guy. Somebody has put him up to reach out and gather information. So we're just in the information gathering stage. Go through, listen to motive, understanding from his perspective, right? He's the maintenance guy. He has a lot of pain around this because he's the one that has to deal with this all the time. So I'm like, all right, this is a solid influencer. He needs to be involved here. So we're probably 15, 20 minutes in. I'm looking at the pictures and I say, I'm going to make up a name. I'm going to say, John, I'm gathering that this is probably a really, really big headache for you. And he said, you don't even know. And I said, well, I can help you, but I need you to help me. It's like, how can I help you? I said, I really want to know who is the real decision maker here. Cause I know you have a big influence over this, but I know there's gotta be other. Now we're talking about a church. You guys probably have a quorum. There's probably multiple people that need to be there. But here's the thing, John, I don't want this to be a big time suck for you or me. And the next thing we know, we have a choir, not even a quorum. We got a choir out there. Yeah. There's 32 people. And this is a large, large church. And he said, Derek, I got you covered, man. Don't you worry. You come out, I'm going to make sure that I got everybody there. And I said, John, I'm trusting you here, man. I'm trusting you. When I get out there, I want to make sure that the real decision makers are out there. He said, I got you. So I'm driving out there, make a quick phone call. Hey, I'm going to be, you know, I'm 15 minutes out, normal stuff. He said, pull on in. You'll see my Red Ranger parked right there. And sure enough, I walk up. There's John. We shake hands. And I look at this really scary, horrific water feature. And I'm like, okay, you were not kidding. I said, talk to me a little bit about what you have to do. So we're going through this and he's showing me the pump vault that's got a crazy lid that's scary. It's an old 1000. I think I know what they call them. The old skimmers, the Grande skimmer has the old Grande skimmer. Yeah. So you remember those?
Yeah.
That'll show the date to it. And it's just a nightmare how it's set up, leaky. Everything's wrong about it. And we're going through it. And he said, oh, actually the real decision maker's walking up right now. And I turn around, sharp dressed man, probably my age. Nice clean shorts, nice polo, nice shoes, like well-dressed, you know, casual, well-dressed. And he walks up and introduces himself. I'm going to make up another name. We're going to call him Steve. Mm-hmm. He introduces himself as Steve. We're talking. And I go, Steve, are you the CFO? And he went, yes, I am. And I spun around to John and I gave him a little wink.
Yeah.
Like, yes, sir, you have brought the right influence here. Better yet, this is the decision maker.
Yep. You can go.
So. It's like, yeah, it's like we're good. So now we spend 15, 20 minutes talking, engaging, because I'm out there for consulting. So a consult for me is an experience-led conversation by a professional to share usable information that you can do this yourself and or hire our company to do it for you. So I'm not just out there to give them an estimated price. I'm out there to consult with them, yet they're paying me for this. So I need to give them value. And the CFO is kind of funny. He would cut me off. So hi, DCFO. Kind of weird for a chief financial officer. Usually those are C's. Usually those are kind of the S, but this guy's a DC. I can already tell. So I'm kind of explaining stuff. He cuts me off, but not in a rude way, but he's cutting me off like, yep, got it. Yep, got it. Because it's just numbers in his head. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm talking to John over here. It's maintenance. It's things. It's components. So I'm getting that. And then I'm talking numbers. I hadn't gotten to the numbers yet. So we finally come to the number. And I talked to John about this before I came out. And he said, I know we got I don't know what the budget is, but I know we have a budget. So I know we can spend some money. So for me, my brackets were there, but John doesn't know. But Steve does. And I spat out a number, 95 grand. And Steve said, that's what I needed to know. Just go ahead and write that up. Send it over to me. Then I'll sign off on it. And he walked away. And then now I'm sitting there with Ed and I'm like, huh. He said, oh yeah, that's just, he knows the numbers. So basically this is normally how it, when a contractor comes out, I just walk you through the space and then Steve comes in, here's a number and it's a yes or no. Like there's no, we're going to think about it. There's no nothing other than, yep, cool, got it. That was probably the coolest influencer experience that I ever had.
Why can't all of the call? Why can't all consults be that way? We're just, hey, just give me the number, and then I can fit something into your budget. And can you imagine a conversation on the phone starting with that?
Yeah,
just there's a dollar sign hanging over them, or the phone rings and there's a dollar sign on the phone, what they're worth.
I want to do that. I want to just answer the phone and go $35,000 and up. How can I help you?
Oh, wrong number. Hold on, let me transfer you to Chuck in the truck down the road.
Yeah, let's move that around.
Yeah.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
That's brilliant, dude. I'm jealous in a way, Derek, because the conversations for me, yeah, they're never like that. So I got to go through my steps, right? The Shinfu steps. Mm-hmm. I got to talk about motive. I got to create that bond. We're together freaking this out. Information, you gathering information. Are you serious about doing this? All these things. And then I have to collect this information and create a picture in my head and put a price tag on it and then present it. But what you did, it, you just went right to the end.
Yeah.
And you know what the beautiful thing was? And now you're reading personalities, which a lot of people can't do because they just don't understand them, right? So you got one personality you're serving. You're talking about the details of maintenance and stuff like that. And this guy, John, is excellent at what he does. He could not, he could never be in a CFO position because that's not him.
He's been there since 1990.
Yeah.
He knows that place.
He's somebody you got to respect.
Yes. Yes.
Right. But he's good at what he does. He takes things apart. He puts them together. He understands the mechanics of things. And that's the way the good Lord made him. I says, this guy over here with the deep personality, and very surprising to you that he was very straightforward. And I very rarely, with money people, no, I wish when I talk to my money people that were very straightforward. They usually, you know, like I say, detail and want to talk about things. And I don't have time for that. So what was it like? Let me ask you this, Derek, and it's going to ask it right out. Did that put you back on your heels when the guy just blurted out a number? Truthfully.
No. Because I just anticipate this stuff now. And how I flow through the steps, whether I'm engaging with the customer, and that's what we're going to talk about on the next one. We're going to talk about sometimes you don't try to close the deal over the phone. Mm-hmm. You consult and you get your butt out there. So that'll expand on this. But now I'm understanding if I'm listening to the person, if I'm closing my eyes, and I have my eyes closed now. You guys can't see me, but I literally have my eyes closed and I'm thinking about that person when I'm on the phone with them, and I'm listening for everything I possibly can. A chirp in the background, a dog, someone whispering, a TV show. Like I'm wanting to take in what's going on because I want to show up where they're at. And if anyone talks about timelines, I just go there. If anyone talks about money, I just go there. If anyone says something about a significant other, I go there. If someone just wants to stay in motive and share with me what's going on, I'm just going to settle in and just listen and ask open-end questions. And if it gets to the point where they're, you know, I'm not really sure about this or that, I'm going to go to the truth. I'm going to go right to, you know, well, gosh, I mean, Tim, I might get out there and see something that doesn't even make sense to me. And I'll kind of let it land. And they'll go, well, like what? It's like, well, I don't know. We hadn't even talked about money yet, but I mean, if I talk about money and I'm talking about $15,000, I could get out there and be 20 and I don't want to upset you. And I want you to be okay with, like, come out there and for whatever the reason, it just doesn't make sense because, Tim, I can't have, I'm going to think about it, man. I can't have that. I have to have a yes or no. I want the yes. Don't give me the no, but I can't have, I'm going to think about it.
Yeah.
Are we okay so far? Are we good? And that's, so I'm flowing through the conversation. But when I first started doing this, you know, this, we started at the same time. It was very regimented, which is fine. If you just do the five steps of the Shin Fu regimented, it'll work better if you have a bad sales system currently. You may have a great sales system. If you do, you're probably not listening to this podcast. But if you don't, you probably could use these steps. So even if you just did them verbatim, just checked off that list, you're good. But at some point, you start going where they're at, and that's where they want to be in the conversation, because that's what they said.
It's, you know, sometimes when they lead the conversation, Derek, is usually the way you don't want to go. But this guy just led it to where you wanted. Yeah. He got to the end of the movie. You didn't have to listen to the beginning and the middle.
Which is some of the end.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino. Just give me the
end. That's exactly what it was. You're Derek Tarantino. That's what we'll call that. The Tarantino. All right, dude.
Well, yeah, let's wrap on this, and then let's touch on what it looks like. Just sometimes you just need to go out there.
Do that.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah.